Good morning, George. Good morning, Dion. How are you?
Good.
I'm fine, thank
you. Right, what have you just been getting up to?
We did the bungee run after you.
You did the bungee run after me?
Yeah.
Who won?
Dion won, but he was on the easier
He was on the easier. I'm glad you mentioned that, George. I think I should still have an umpire's decision on this one.
Oh yeah, a bit of leeway because you can't run as far on that one because you have to put more effort in.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very, very close win. Bass had two runs on the easy one to my one, so it was actually it was almost as if it was decided in advance that Bass was going to win.
You're not sour at all about that, are you, Jess?
I'm not sore in the slightest at all about that one. But anyway, so here we are. We're halfway through possibly one of the biggest camps we've ever been on. I happen to know this because I am your scout leader. But so what do you think? What do you think of it? Do you think it's different completely to anything you've done before, is it, Dion?
Yeah, it's like loads of different countries like coming together and like... You see different cultures and stuff. It's good.
So, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, very much, yeah. It's a brilliant camp.
Now then, to be honest, I will now admit live on air that I have been a little bit remiss here. I've been here in the radio station working hard, and you've actually been looked after by some of the leaders from our district, haven't you? So who's been looking after you?
Gareth and that section.
Right, yeah. So you've been sleeping, you've been actually camping with the... Unknown Explorer unit on Tarn House.
Yes.
But you've been fed by Second Cleavelers.
Yes.
Who are Ullswater, is that right?
Mm.
Yeah. So if Second Cleavelers are listening to this, you can tell it's windy because doors keep slamming and everything, and I've got the fan that keeps blowing. And, in fact, I'm just going to ask George live on air to just press that button on the fan to stop it spinning or just pull it up. Excellent, thanks very much, George. So, George, which bit of the first 4 days has sort of struck you the most as being the thing that you think, wow, that's really good?
Oh, great.
I love the way the slab doors in here. Don't worry, it's only live radio.
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest. I have had quite a lot of fun today.
Close to the mic. You need to be a bit closer to the microphone. You've got a naturally quiet voice anyway.
And I have quite enjoyed today. I've had quite a lot of fun today, going against Dion and all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I found the most interesting thing, it was either the multicultural day, when we had all the...
Oh, the international day, on Sunday.
Or the quarry in the mine that we went to.
Oh, you went to... So, yeah, you went to the quarries, and then you went to Keswick, didn't you, yesterday?
Yes.
Day out, yeah. I mean, do you get a chance to go to the Lake District much?
Yeah, I go quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I just go quite a lot of time. There's a lot of good walking routes.
Right. So when you actually go out, I think it's a venture when they do the walking. Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
So are you hoping to get out on a hike sometime this week in the next couple of days?
Yeah, fine.
Excellent. Very good. So Dion, now then, this is a question I can ask because I can. So when you get back to Scouts in September.
Yeah.
And what are you going to tell them about Red Rose?
I will, but I won't tell them everything.
You won't tell them everything. Do you mean there's some bits that you don't want to, you don't want me to know? Is there or what? Bearing in mind, I will be playing this interview to your mother at some time as well. So I have. You know when you came on here and requested Frozen.
Yeah.
That's recorded. That's going to your mum. Yeah, that's great. This is Jess Burkett from First Carlton. I'm being evil to my scouts live on radio. This is great.
We get to return the favour later.
Frequently. Now then, George, you've got one other little card up your sleeve that you could probably reveal. What's happening to you next year?
Oh, I'm going on the 2015 Jamboree to Japan.
Excellent. Looking forward to it?
Definitely.
Now, has Red Rose given you a flavour of what you think it's going to be like?
A very small taster.
Yeah.
As there's only a few countries and there's going to be hundreds of countries at the Jamboree.
Yes.
And it's going to be 20 times the amount of people.
It's yeah. Good. I can see why you're in top set maths.
Yes,
well, we've got 2,000 people here, 40,000 going to the Jamboree.
Roughly, it's between 30 and 40.
30 and 40,000, and you know, you can see the effort that goes into organising these things. This is a fairly small scale event compared to the Jamboree, obviously.
But in comparison to any other camp, it's massive.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a very, very impressive impressive setup. And so I continue to take my hat off to West Lancashire, you and all the people, because we're now getting to Wednesday, everybody's getting tired, everybody's sort of worked hard and played hard, and you know, at the end of the day, I think that we need to really make it clear to everybody, you know, even down to the people emptying the toilets, emptying the bins, cooking the food, what a brilliant job they're doing. And you know, you can see this by the two lads sat in front of me who have experienced something quite different to anything they've done before, isn't it? It's completely different.
Yeah.
Excellent. Brilliant. So, now there is one thing I did mention to you last night, didn't I? There's a meeting on Thursday night, isn't there?
Yes.
So, if there's anybody that's going to the 2015 Japan Jamboree, there is a meeting at 7:45 at Tarnhouse Subcamp for everybody, be it English, Scottish, Irish, Welsh, French. We won't have any Belgians because I don't think we've got any Belgians on camp. But anybody that's going on to the Jamboree, they will need to get themselves over to Tarnhouse Subcamp. Actually, Georgia's just done a really good job. She's just kind of reminded me that she's actually heading up to the news at 11 o'clock, because I'd have quite happily spent absolutely ages chatting to these lads. Anyway, so thank you very, very much. Now then, you have requested a song. What we'll do with that, Dion, is we'll play that just after the news, okay? You've requested... What have you requested, anyway?
Gangnam Style.
Are you going to go out and dance it?
Yeah.
He will.
Are you not going to dance it, George?
Oh, no.
No, you don't think you'll get to that extreme. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, lads. Thanks for dropping in. And I think this will be your band first. You get your band.
Yes.
But Dion, you've got yours, haven't you?
Yep.
And you can go and show it off to Elliot, can't you? Oh, dear. Aren't I horrible? Anyway, the time is 11 o'clock.
On 87.7 FM, across Red Rose and online, this is Adventure FM.